The furniture, appliance, and electronics retailer cited an unforgiving economy over the past 5 years. In a statement announcing the company's closure, American will close all of its stores after the completion of its going-out-of-business sale, which starts Thursday. The company didn't make anybody available for comment, but in a statement, American's CEO said that while this is a sad moment, it's also a proud one because of what it has delivered to the community. A majority of the almost 1,000 employees will continue to work for American through the closing process. Dan Guerra is the CEO of the South Madison Development Corporation. He says the closing is not only a blow to South Madison, but a blow to the regional economy and to hardworking families.
It has been a longstanding iconic symbol of retail success for the last 60 years.
Guerra thinks American's closure is evidence that traditional retail is in trouble.
And so now more than ever, do we have to take more of an active role in our consumer behavior and support small business? And so this is an opportunity for us to, and a reminder to help other small businesses out there succeed and add jobs to our local economy.
However, Guerra says, it's important to look forward.
Now we can see American TV and its real estate and see if there's an opportunity to leverage the Beltline and some additional commercial interest. So while this is very sad news, I'm very enthusiastic at the opportunity that it creates for us. There's a big parcel of real estate in Plano that wasn't there before.
Of the retailers' locations, 6 are in Wisconsin. The others are in Illinois and Iowa. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.